From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Oil prices hit an all-time high today, another one, topping out at $106 a barrel. And that's filtering down into the economy in some unforeseen ways. You might even notice it the next time you line up for a latte. That according to Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, who joins us now. And Nancy, oil and coffee sounds like an unlikely brew. What's happening here?
Well, oil is a factor in transporting coffee beans. Higher gas prices raise transportation costs. But also there are record low stocks of coffee beans and strong demand. So there just aren't enough beans to go around.
So are higher prices and lower stocks of these coffee beans leading to price hikes for consumers?
Well, in some places they are. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is up 6%, for example. Starbucks increased prices last year, but it hasn't reacted yet to this latest rise in coffee bean prices. Now, I spoke to Morningstar equity analyst John Owens about this, and he says if coffee shops raise prices too much, they're going to lose customers.
The consumer's under a lot of pressure. They're seeing some weakness in their customer traffic. And if they raise prices, they risk further decrease in customer traffic.
Nancy, coffee, of course, is a big staple for a lot of Americans. How high do prices have to go before people start giving up their morning latte at Starbucks?
Well, I asked people that very question, Anthony, down the street from my local Starbucks in Washington. I talked to a couple of lawyers, and one of them, David Case, just bought a cup of coffee for his friend, Daryl Robinson. We're going to hear from them. I asked them what their breaking point was for a cup of coffee.
$15.
Per?
Cup.
I just basically get a small, basic cup of coffee, Colombian. And if it goes more than $4, I probably will brew it at home myself more often.
Now, obviously, David Case was kidding about that $15 cup of coffee. But a lot of people do have a cutoff point. For some people, it was $2. And for other people, it was $5. But even if you decide you're going to brew your own coffee at home or in the office, those prices are going up, too. Folgers has raised its prices by 45 cents over the past 6 months. The price of Maxwell House went up by 4% just this week.
And will these prices keep rising?
That's a difficult question. Nestle is expecting them to fall later this year, but part of the reason coffee prices are rising is the weak U.S. dollar, and there's no indication that's going to change anytime soon. Speculators have been driving the prices up, and as I mentioned earlier, supply and demand are totally out of whack, so prices could keep rising until supply actually catches up with demand. There is some good news here, Anthony. I'm a tea drinker, and tea prices are not up all that much.
All right. Well, let's hear it for tea drinkers. Thanks, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.